But this is not possible if the matter of the universe is mostly composed of ordinary electrons, protons, and neutrons, because inhomogeneities in such ordinary matter could not have experienced any significant growth until the universe became transparent to radiation. At earlier times, any clumps would have been blasted apart by the pressure of their own radiation. On the other hand, exotic dark matter that is composed of electrically neutral particles would have become transparent to radiation much earlier, and would therefore have started its gravitational condensation much closer to the beginning, producing inhomogeneities at galactic scales much stronger than is inferred by extrapolation of the COBE results, and strong enough, perhaps, to have grown into galaxies by the present. The discovery of a dark matter particle produced at the supercollider would validate this conjecture about the origin of galaxies, and would thus illuminate the early history of the universe. There are many other things that might be discovered by accelerators like the supercollider. Particles within the quarks that are within the protons, any of the various superpartners of known particles called for by supersymmetry theories, new kinds of force related to new internal symmetries, and so on. We do not know which, if any, of these things exist, or whether, if they exist, they can be discovered at the supercollider. It was, therefore, reassuring that we knew in advance of at least one discovery of high importance that the supercollider could count on making, the mechanism for electroweak symmetry breaking. After the Department of Energy's decision to build the SSC, there were years of planning and design ahead before construction could begin on the SSC. Long experience had shown that this sort of work, though sponsored by the federal government, is best carried out by private agencies, so the Department of Energy delegated the management of the research and development phase of the project to the University's Research Association, a non-profit consortium of 69 universities that had been managing Fermilab. The association, in turn, recruited university and industrial scientists to serve as a board of overseers for the SSC, and we handed over the detailed job of designing the accelerator to a central design group at Berkeley, headed by Maury Tigner of Cornell. By April 1986, the central design group had completed their design. A 10-foot-wide underground tunnel forming an 83-kilometer-long oval ring comparable to the Washington Beltway, containing two slender beams of 20 trillion volt protons traveling in opposite directions. The protons would be kept on their tracks by 3,840 bending magnets, each 17 meters long, and focused by 888 other magnets, the magnets containing altogether a total of 41,500 tons of iron.